Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anytime I think it can't get any crazier, it does. Now, I knew what was going to happen. I knew what was going to unfold under the president's executive order for the Rural Council. I knew what would happen with his new executive order on the waterways. You can't get Congress to sign a law of the sea treaty to hand over the oceans that the U.S. controls to the U.N. So he just sets up an executive group and hands it over. I knew all of this would happen. I mean, the Rural Council is headed up by the Pentagon and by Homeland Security. Now, we've got all of that taking place, and we have this bombshell article that's the top of drudgereport.com from the Daily Caller. We have it linked up at Infowars.com as well. That's a whole other subject. Now, all the local talk radio that I tune into and the office tunes into, when something's the headline on Drudge, it becomes the issue that people are covering in local radio. The hosts were like, we used to think Alex Jones was wrong about this UN takeover, Agenda 21, but I'm getting chills. It's really happening. And what am I talking about? Rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. Well, that does kill the family farm. If you can't teach your children how to do the work, and if you're not told to do the work, and I've done farm chores, been sent down to the farm most summers, lived down the farm for much of a year, and that's what you do. And I also got paid, and I liked having money. And I went and worked at nearby ranches when I was 13. They said, you know how to drive a tractor? Good. Get up there and go shred those fields. And they don't want children becoming adults. They want you playing video games, taking Prozac, not going outside, taking your vaccines. And this is Agenda 21. This is what the Rural Council has said it's going to do with Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. This is what we're dealing with. This is the reality of what's happening in our society. And it's really waking people up. Now, as big as this news is, there are two stories at Infowars.com that are much bigger and that are getting no attention and have now rolled off since yesterday evening. There's so much news. The featured news just rolls off constantly. They've rolled off into the top stories and breaking news sections. Breaking news is the RSS feed, the last day or so's news. Well, going back further in the archive, and the top stories is whatever's in the featured news archives. Breaking news is red-linked. Next to it is top stories. That is such an important group of links to visit, because in there, you will find all the stuff that gets posted in the afternoon, at night, and at 2 a.m., because my writers are so obsessed with liberty and fighting the tyranny. Sometimes they'll write 10 articles a day. I don't even have to tell them to. They understand this is important, what's going on. Now, that particular thing we have on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, that is the top stories link from the featured news archives. If you click on the breaking news link that's in red right next to it, it is the RSS feed, and it's got everything going back to the beginning of the RSS feed that we started. And again, you just click on it, and it takes you to the RSS feed. I've never seen it say subscribe like that. It doesn't do that on my computer. I just clicked it right in here if you're watching on TV, and it just goes directly to the RSS feed for everybody. It's simply Infowars.com/RSS. Infowars.com/RSS. And I'll tell you about these two big articles that we need to punch out into the mainstream, and we need people to get out of denial as well. It's like when we started covering that the NDAA allowed secret arrest, disappearance of citizens. People didn't believe it and said I was making it up till later.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alice Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This is going to be another incredibly important and informative worldwide broadcast. I am so indignant and angry and focused. I'm going to try to control myself today with controlled, focused rage. Against the globalist, I have come to set brush fires in the minds of men and women, not just here in the United States, and not just in North America, and not just in our hemisphere, but worldwide. Humanity is awakening to the cancer that is the private, fractional reserve banking New World Order syndicate that is creating a standardized corporate despotism that's anti-free market and totally monopolistic and eugenics-based worldwide. It is known as World Government New World Order, and I declare and swear on the altar of Almighty God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny. And I hope you'll pledge that with me. Now, I got some good news. I walked in here this morning, and Rob Dew walked up to me, head of the Nightly News, the head producer of the Nightly News, and he said, are you listening to local radio, FM and AM? And I said, yeah. I wanted to hear what he had to say. They're talking about it. They're waking up. They're saying you're right. I didn't have time getting ready to tell Dew. I listen to San Antonio and Dallas radio. I monitor it driving in every day. The power of the Drudge Report is unbelievable. I marvel at it. Drudge, and we show folks, drudgereport.com, went with the giant headline from the Daily Caller, and it's now moved from being the top headline. It now says Economic Suicide Pact. his top headline was Obama administration to ban farm workers, children working and doing chores on their own farm. And that became the talking point, even on a quasi-trendy liberal show that Dew was tuning into, monitoring, and had on in the background here at the office. And they were saying, we're getting chills. No, no, no. I'm not just saying what Alex Jones says. I'm getting chills because one of the guys grew up on a farm. He's saying your parents can't give you chores. I've read this, and I've worked on farms, not just my family's farm and ranch, but others. Okay, that's where I come from. And it says you cannot handle any of the raw materials of a farm. Eggs, grain, milk, mowing, grass, the way this reads. By the way, it's not a law. It's a rule. A rule. Like Obama said, hey, Congress won't pass a law to shut down all these coal power plants that my buddies don't own. He shuts them down. Theirs make more money. That's the plan. General Electric gets waivers on record. Power prices exploding everywhere. They're totally ripping us off. Why not? They're mafia. It's mafia government. The environmental movement is the environmental mafia. Nothing to do with the earth. It's a power grab. It's you've got to get authorization to have a grocery store in our neighborhood if we decide to let you because I'm Don Luigi. That's what government is now. That's exactly what it's doing. But it is heartening to know that every radio show I tuned into, and that when I walked in here, I was being told about it because the people are awake. And the biggest internet media system in the world, bigger than mainstream broadcast, you name it, is DrudgeReport.com. No brag, just fact. I'm just telling you a fact. That's why they attack him and demonize him, because they cannot stand the fact that they'll link the Daily Caller that exposes the text of the rule. They cannot stand that they'll link to Infowars.com on a TSA story or during Bilderberg. Drudge, the last 5 years, links to our stories. Last year, it was like 15 or more top stories. Videos we were posting were getting like 3 million views a day on the subject. Totally took over. And this year, the Washington Post came out and said, yeah, Bilderberg's real, and it basically appoints presidents. It decides who can run and basically appoints VPs. We've gone from doesn't exist to, yeah, Bilderberg runs everything. Washington Post last week. And sure, it's Infowars.com. It's the listeners of this show. But it's also people like Matt Drudge, who over the years gets more and more hardcore and has woken up more and more to what's happening and has the courage to actually put out real information and to take Infowars that was already on the map and growing exponentially, and put it on the map even more. I mean, every day now, the Wall Street Journal, or the New York Times, or the Associated Press, or the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, every day, we're now used as news sources, and they always say, oh, yeah, they are putting black boxes that track you, and they are secretly arresting people. Alex Jones, here's his website. He did break it. But he's paranoid. Wall Street Journal today, a black box in your car. Three paragraphs about Infowars.com. Because we originated that by listeners sending us tips going, have you seen this in the 21st century? UN Agenda 21 bill, that's what it's called. 21 map. I mean, that bill is the big kahuna right now. It was 1,800 plus pages long last time I checked, filled with every evil you can imagine. I'm going to get to our top story in a moment. But the point is, we've reached the tipping point now. We'll talk about tipping point. We'll put on screen. If you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there's now some red links up in the nav bar. Because everybody kept complaining, hey, your top stories roll off in just a few hours. There's so much in your featured news. We're like, okay, read the subsections. They've got a lot of it mirrored there. But if you go to breaking news, that's the RSS feed. And it's got everything that's going on the site in live time, easy to read and find. Okay, you can click on that. Or right next to it, there is the top story link. And that is all the featured news that we've written or that we've put together. Okay, so there's the RSS feed that you're looking at on screen right now, Infowars.com/RSS. Very important. That's in the breaking news area. But then right next to it, there's a link that's white that says top news in the nav bar. We debated which one to have read. But top stories, that takes you to the featured news archive. Why do I raise that? Because these news articles went up, Kurt Nemo at about 2 yesterday, or about 1:55, right at the end of the show, I mentioned it, Central time. And then about an hour later, Daisy Luther for Infowars.com, bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And I went and read the bill, and sure enough, it's there. I'm going to be covering that in a moment. And there's another one, Bank of America's war on the Second Amendment. They announced that last year. They're saying no bank account with them if you own a gun shop, if you own a shop selling ammo, gun suppliers, gun manufacturers. It's total discrimination. You know, they say private businesses have got to hire, Muslims have got to hire Satan worshipers, Catholics have to hire Hindus have to hire Muslims. But the mega banks, Federal Reserve, Bank of America, it's one of the shareholders, enemy of this country. Only thing American about it is the name. Camouflage. It should say Bank of Un-America or Bank that hates America. Bank that hates its customers. $5 fees for using your own money with an ATM. They told one of the biggest gun manufacturers in the country, we gave you a year to stop it. Now get your money and get out of here. People are like, well, we'll just move on. No, you won't in the future. All the big mega banks, the Federal Reserve Bank boys, are consolidating and taking over the banks right now. 2 years ago, when they were trying to pass the Banking Reform Act to give the globalists more power, to reform it more in their corrupt image, that the head of the Texas Banking Association came out and wrote an article that it sounded like I wrote. This is the big mega foreign banks taking over. They get all the free money out of the Treasury. They control the Congress. They're the ones that created the derivatives. They're going to shut down our healthy banks. They're coming after us. They mean business. So the good news is, three different talk shows I tuned into sounded like this one this morning, including a liberal one, quasi-liberal. You know, they try to act establishment and play both sides of the fence. And two of the shows were plugging Infowars.com. None of the shows were admitting they were at DrudgeReport.com getting the Daily Caller articles. And they do a good job of the Daily Caller. I wish Tucker Carlson, who runs it, wasn't running around saying how evil I was and calling other reporters saying they work for me when they don't and cussing and saying I'm scary. Hey, Tucker, I know it's scary that criminal foreign banks funded foreign extremists to at least be part of 9/11, and that's scary. But I'm not the one that's scary. The news is scary. My point is I give credit where credit's due. Rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. So I'm going to give you the rest of the story today on all of this. Jim Tucker's popping in with breaking news on Bilderberg 2012. Can he confirm for us? I don't know yet. I haven't even talked to him. Producer set him up. I haven't talked to him and found out yet. Is it true it's going to be in Chantilly, the site of the 2008 event where Obama was crowned Supreme Leader? And the Washington Post was in attendance and said it didn't exist. Now they admit it exists and admit they have basically a point who gets to run for president. Ron Paul really wins some states. They just ignore it. They run things. But you begin to, now that we've flushed them out, now they're out in the open. Politically, we've run the quail out from cover. Now we can, in the political wars, dismantle them. They can only carry out a covert takeover that's criminal while concealed. You engage the enemy in the info war. You take fire. You take political casualties. You have your name dragged for the mud. It doesn't matter because you're locked with them like Ahab and the white whale. Are you with me? I know you are, because something else exciting happened. Just got chills. Five different sightings from people I know, including photos. Separate areas of Austin. People out holding up Infowars.com signs all over town yesterday. Beautiful. This is starting to happen all over the country. Liberty is rising. I can feel it.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through Monday, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends next Monday. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Mr. Nice Guy, you know, people are asking, why does the government want to pay billions of tax money to ship General Motors to China and Brazil and other countries? Why do they want to put taxes on us, carbon taxes, but not on other countries? They want to bankrupt you. They explain it in Agenda 21. They want to wreck it so that you're dependent on them so they can rebuild it in their image. They don't like you owning private property and being uppity. Jim Tucker, who's coming up in the next segment, repeatedly says one of the top agendas is shutting down the economy. Not too fast because it'll make people rebel, but as quickly as they can because they throw fits and they say, how can we have 500 people out here protesting us in the middle of the Swiss Alps? How do they have enough money to protest us? And they actually say in meetings, I want them bankrupt now! That is the feudal lord's instinct in every culture, is to have the peasants a foot and a half shorter from generations of malnutrition, snot running out of their noses, digging around on a tiny piece of property they're allowed to produce, and most of it given to the king's men. The king has dependent soldiers who then police the peasants who produce the food for them. That's the government model. That's how it works. The Club of Rome, the UN, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, Prince Bernhard, all of them say they want a post-industrial neo-feudal system. That's their word, neo-feudalism, not mine. I'm credited as coining neo-feudalism. I did not. I coined neo-fascistic feudalism or neo-feudal fascism. The point, I coined propaganda placement. Years later, they called it their own name, behavior placement. The brainwashing is what they call it. Sometimes they're just honest and say, we got to brainwash the public. I'm the attorney general. I've been meeting with the media about brainwashing people. We've got to brainwash. Let me play the brainwash clip again. You think I'm joking? I was listening again last night to these clips we've got where they're saying mercury's good for kids, lead's good for kids. China executes people for melamine in the milk. Here they just say, hey, your kid's dying. It's good for them. Again, it's reached this cuckoo level, but it's done on purpose to just overwhelm us and shock us until we can't even compute it anymore. This is the main issue that we're discussing. This is what we're talking about here. Is a bunch of crooks that real power isn't just having the biggest gun or the most powerful system of governance or houses or wealth. It's no one is allowed to even survive or eat if you say they can't. I mean, I'm going to get into this more later after Jim Tucker leaves us. And I am staggered by the information. But rural kids, parents angry about Labor Department rule banning farm chores. And I went and read the subsections, and sure enough, it's right there. It's a rural affairs, rural council system under Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. And we've written articles about this in the past, that they're going to come in, harass the local farms, jail time for any dust off your field, no hay dust allowed. You're going to have chips on all your chickens and other farm animals. Big Agra is exempt. Big Agra is writing all this. And they go to the EPA and the FDA and the Department of Agriculture, and they just have them write rules. And the bureaucrats are lawmaking outside of law and telling Congress, we'll do what we want, even when Congress tells them not to. It's totally illegal. Just like Congress says, hey, you can't launch a war without congressional approval, you got to come to us. And Obama said, no, I don't. I got the UN. The generals get before the senators, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the SecDef, Secretary of Defense. And they say, hey, you got to come to us to launch this Syria thing. You should have come to us on Libya. And they said, no, we don't come to you. We go to the UN. And the senator said, excuse me, that's unconstitutional. That's illegal. And Panetta just said, that's the way it is, Jack. And inside this MAP 21 transportation bill, the IRS can revoke your passport. The IRS can confiscate your guns. Just say you're not allowed to buy guns and have them taken. No law, no judge, no jury. They just say you're bad. That's the new news at Infowars.com that nobody else is talking about, unfortunately. And it goes on. It allows DHS to use and pass around your tax returns. You know, presidents used to get in trouble for getting people's tax returns then leaking them. Now it says all the federal agencies get your tax return and can pass it out and give it to media, do whatever they want. And when you see these people on TV, these are known larcenous criminals, okay? They know they are. They hate this country. They hate you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Diesel owners, had enough of hard starts, poor fuel mileage, and poor performance? The cause is Stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer? Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove Stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all tractor supply stores. Or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's One World. WHEY.com.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
An iron curtain of media censorship, of total surveillance, is descending across the Western world. A small coterie of private Federal Reserve Group banks has imploded Europe, is now imploding the United States. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and others admit the U.S. and Europe are in a double-dip recession. It's actually a depression. Remember, we were pessimist porn dealers years ago explaining that we were in a depression, at least a double-dip recession that we never even came out of, and that it was being done by design. We've been proven it right again. Coming up, bill allows IRS to revoke Second Amendment rights by stealth. And we have the subsection. It just gives the total dictatorial right to take gun permits away, to block you at the NICS when you buy a gun through a gun shop, or to revoke your ownership and, I guess, dispatch. It just gives them carte blanche on page 1323 of the Transportation Legislation 21 map. Continuing, Bank of America has a war on the Second Amendment, telling major gun manufacturers they're closing their accounts because they do not believe in the civilian ownership of firearms under the UN treaty that Obama is openly now saying, if reelected, he will try to implement, even if Congress won't ratify. The banks are already going with it. And, of course, they are. The Bank of America is part of the Federal Reserve. It's part of the coup d'etat. Unbelievable information. And, yes, one of the top stories in the country right now, the Department of Defense and Homeland Security, with their new EnviroCorps, this is in the new Rural Commission that Obama set up last year. It's in there. Are now going to do spot inspections, and if children are found doing any chores on farms, touching any raw materials, grains, seeds, eggs, milking cows, learning how to be on a farm, that they're killing what's left. 2% of our population is original farms, small farms. 2% of our population lives on small farms. They produce a small amount of our food now. It's big agri taking over. Big agri is financing this. This is so devastating. This is directly out of what Stalin did in the Ukraine. And it's a big wake-up call to people. They're talking about $2,000 fines for dust from hay. But Big Agri is exempt. Total takeover. Total tyranny. Arrested, Amish being arrested. Arrested for selling lemonade all over the country. Flea markets, Homeland Security raiding them. $15 million fines for garage sales. I'm not joking. That's AP, Fox News. I mean, just total bureaucratic hell. This is the new economy. The big mega corporations and banks want America shut down so we fully implode, so they can buy it up, get everybody on welfare, everybody working for a mega corporation or government. This is the new world order. And this has always been their plan. Jim Tucker, author of the Bilderberg Diary, 36 years covering Bilderberg, forcing it out in the news. I wanted to get you on about the Washington Post last week, who, as you pointed out, always attends every year and never reports on it, admitting Bilderberg's real and admitting that they basically vet vice presidents like Rubio. Incredible on that front. But, of course, the big news, sir, Infowars.com. And this is what intel sources like Gosling, who's been accurate in the past, are saying. They have shut it down for the 3 days in May 31st to the 3rd, so 4 days of June. The Chantilly, Virginia, where you and I were there, where Obama was knighted Supreme Leader and Hillary stepped down, and the media wouldn't cover it. We were there. Secret of Bilderberg Group set to meet in Virginia May 31st, June 3rd. Jim Tucker of AmericanFreePress.net joins us. And to tell us if his intel can either confirm or deny this situation. Let's cover that first. Jim, you're there in Virginia. You're there in D.C. or close by. You work there at the paper that's in D.C. What is your intel, Jim Tucker?
I am 99% sure that the meeting will be, as you said, May 31, June 3, at the Westfields Marriott where they met just 3 years ago. Tony Gosling and others I think it was Tony Gosling who tried to make a reservation for just one person, just one. And he said he's from Europe. They understood that from his telephone call, of course. And he'd like to visit Washington and stay at the Westfields on any weekend in May or June. But he had trouble getting reservations for one. And their answer was, they're all filled up May 31 to June 3rd. They can't even take one more reservation for those dates. But every other weekend is okay. that and other information coming together makes me 99% sure. The reason I say 99 is because we've been unable to get certain congressman who had been friendly before and would find out for us to confirm it, to confirm 100%. But it's time for our colleagues in Europe and the 200 from the United States, individual independent newspapers, independent broadcast outlets, to grab their pair of socks and head to Chantilly, because 99% odds are very heavy odds, and I'll be very surprised if we don't find them at Chantilly. So let's get back to start moving.
Well, Jim, didn't they meet almost 4 years ago? It'll be 4 years this June. On the campaign trail there, Hillary and Obama disappeared for a day. We saw the Secret Service, the motorcades. We knew they were there. Your sources confirmed it. But the media wouldn't cover it. That shows how controlled they are. And I want to get into that in a moment. But didn't they meet there in 2002 and then again in 2008? So they've met at that hotel twice, haven't they?
I think so. I have to pull out my book and double check on it. But they definitely met there. I think it was after Obama was president-elect, and after he'd won the election, but before the swearing in. No.
Yes. No. It was sure. It was right before that. It was whenever Hillary stepped down. She stepped down there at Bilderberg. So you're right. But Jim, going back here, because I believe they were also there a few years before that. They do come here every 4 years. It's generally in Virginia. It's close to the airport there. You and I, of course, were there 4 years ago. It'll be 4 years ago this June. I will be there. But aren't we learning of its location a little bit earlier this year than we normally do?
There's times when I found out in January and February when they're going to meet. And there's one notable occasion where Desmond could not find them, and I got a call from the American Free Press saying, "Grab your other pair of socks, get back to your own. You're flying to France today." They'd already made the flights for me and all that stuff. They just found out just in time. It got that close once, so it's been all variations in between. And then old sources start to die, and then we have to find new sources. So that complicates the whole issue, too. But I say 99% are very good odds, so we better get there. And I was interested in your comments about the big farmers and taking over, and you're absolutely correct. That's why Archer Daniels Midland has had executives at his Bilderberg meetings for years and years and years. And that it does fit their program to equalize the economies of the world. The developed nations, that they call prosperous nations, should pour money at undeveloped nations, that they call poor nations, all these euphemisms. And our standard of living should go down. The third world standard of living should go up until we're all equally on a median standard of living throughout the world. That's their goal.
Except what they really mean is pour our tax money into their companies in the third world and actually use it to enslave those people. The cover is they want to raise them up and lower us, but as the Copenhagen document showed 2.5 years ago, it was actually right at double the carbon taxes on the third world that it would be on the West. So they use that as their cover, but it's far more diabolical. What do you make of 20-plus billion to General Motors to move the Cadillac and Volt plants to China that's now been announced?
I don't think I can express myself in a way that would suit polite society. I'll just say I'm outraged.
Unbelievable treason. Sir, what do you make of the Washington Post last week coming out? I mean, the significance of this, you've always pointed out they run defense and offense for Bilderberg. being the chosen media for 60 years to be at Bilderberg, to have them come out and go, yeah, Bilderberg pretty much picks vice presidents and presidents. Yeah, Rubio's going down to Columbia so he can up his cred for the Bilderberg meeting coming up for VP with Romney. I mean, that is amazing. What does that signify?
I'm going to find out tomorrow. The reason I say this, my home is actually 70 miles out in Orange County, Virginia, from Washington. And I work mostly from my home, emailing and that kind of jazz. I'm in Arlington today because of the speech I have to make in Memphis tomorrow. But I have to fly to Memphis tomorrow. But I get what they call their bulldog edition, printed early. And this is another old trick of theirs to cram a little story into the very last edition. So they can say, we did too cover it. Here's a clipping. We did too mention Bilderberg. So I'll go down to the press club tomorrow for, in addition to a bar, they really and truly have a library at the press club. And they have some magic they can play because I can go and say, I want the biggest search possible for any newspaper to use the term trilateral commission or Bilderberg, say from April 1st until the present moment. And they've got this big, giant gizmo, the smallest weekly, biggest daily, the periodicals, the broadcast, all that stuff.
No, I understand that you're not an internet guy, so you haven't read the full Washington Post yet. Let me give it to you. It's last week. It's Al Kamen. I got a fitting name, a little crocodile, the New World Order. And it says, in the loop, shout at a dictator, get some VP cred. And then it goes on in the article to say, yeah, Bilderberg picks presidents and VPs and looks like a Rubio. You know, he's the only senator going down to the meeting. And he says, the little bird told him it's for Bilderberg to try to up his cred. So that's right there in the article. You can scroll down and read it. So again, guys, scroll back up to the top so I can give Jim the date. Thank you. And we're showing this to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Just shrink it down, guys. You can just give me the date. Thank you. I'll give you the date here in just a second, Jim.
Okay.
Or guys, just print it for me. April 11th. April 11th.
April 11th. Okay, I'll read that tomorrow when I get to the press club. I'll make sure that's what I would have gotten it anyway, but I'll make sure I get it.
I mean, what do you make of that, though? I just read it to you. Why would they go from saying it didn't exist and you were insane and New York Times said it didn't exist and that we were there 4 years ago? The New York Times said I was there at Chantilly with you literally hallucinating in a park and that there was no helicopters, Marines in plain clothes, Secret Service, machine guns. We got it all on tape. You know, foreign leaders with their national anthem being played. It didn't exist, Jim.
Oh, we just had a mirage.
Yeah, we're insane. Mm-hmm.
but now the press can forever say we did too write a report on Bilderberg. Well, they've done that on a number of other stories they don't like over the years. Steve something in the very last edition, and maybe not even the whole last edition, what they call chasing it.
But look at the condescension saying it doesn't exist while the editor... Tell folks about the Washington Post and the connection to Bilderberg.
Well, the Washington Post was involved in the establishing Bilderberg in 1954. Now, these bankers and international financiers and politicians had been meeting over four centuries. But then they decided we've got to meet... regularly, every year, and on a regular basis, regular time. And so they possibly called themselves Bilderberg, because that meeting was being, where they decided to do that, was held at the Bilderberg Hotel, hotel called Bilderberg Hotel in Österbeck, Switzerland. So since then, old man Graham, the original Philip Graham, was at that meeting. He shot himself in his bathtub a few years later, and then Mrs. Graham came out of the kitchen, literally, as a housewife, and became publisher. Well, they had such a big staff, at least they did then, that anybody's little sister could be publisher because she had that big, heavy executive staff that can actually run the newspaper. So she attended. Then she started taking her little boy, Donald Graham, with her. And then she decided to die. died, and Donald Graham has attended every meeting since then. Never misses a meeting. We never reports on it either. We've identified him photographically at every meeting they've had.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm coming up there in my InfoWars bus, and I want people to join me along the way, and I want 10,000 people there at this event. I want 10,000 people there. This is the real group to protest. When they have their public G20 meetings, they shut down Chicago, they shut down everything. We're Americans. We're going to go protest the parasites who, as you've said, Jim, want to bankrupt everybody, so we're so poor we can't even protest them.
Yes, they'll have a heavy debate on European this year. Well, as usually have every year on the Europeans, Europe's economic problems, demanding more money from the United States. Then Obama will pretend he's not going to do it. Then he'll do it as far as throwing money at Europe.
Absolutely. Stay there. One more segment with Jim Tucker, and then he's got to go. And then we're going to open the phones up, and I got a surprise in the second hour. I'll leave it at that. And then we've got Dr. Joseph Marcola joining us. That's a big guest. Hard to get him on. He's joining us for a full hour via video Skype in the third hour of the radio transmission today. Stay with us.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-510-3558. That's 1-800-510-3558. 1-800-510-3558.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind.
I can't tell you how much I look forward to shaking Jim Tucker's hand again. Maybe having a nice cold brew with him at the bar. He is a real piece of work, a true character, a true patriot, and we love him. AmericanFreePress.net, and I am going. I mean, we're going to keep our intel on this. We'll know for sure soon. But I'm, like you said, 99% that it's in Chantilly where they've met twice before. I'm going to be there. The annex you see in the Obama deception, I'm sure, will be replayed. And the feds don't need to have people break in our rooms or do anything to us or try to get us to commit acts of violence. We're planning to peacefully cover the event and destroy the Bilderberg Group with info weapons. The pen is mightier than the sword. And I'm on the defense. I want my country back. I don't want to be usurped. I want farm kids to be able to do chores with their parents. Because they're saying they want to ban chores in the house and have kids go to the state and divorce the parents. This is the end of parental rights. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Jim, you grew up on a cotton farm, didn't you?
Yes, I'm a certified redneck. Uppercase R.
You pick cotton with your hands. And
but what comes to mind now, it is so important that Obama not have another 4 years of inhibited because he'll not have to run again to ruin this country. The boy is a self-avowed communist. He called himself a communist until he was 40 years old, but he announced to the state senate he had these screwballs who had been actually killing people and burning down cities and calling themselves communists. In Washington, they shot and killed a few people during the riots.
It's worse than that. It's in the New York Times. He says, I can't wait to get reelected. That's the headline. I'm going to be a dictator and use executive orders and bypass Congress. He said, I can't wait to get reelected and, quote, bypass Congress. I mean, it's really happening, Jim.
Yes, and this country is going to be in very bad shape if that self-avowed communist. He stopped calling himself a communist for under political pressures, bad politics. But he was in his 40s when they were still gathered around him. He tried to appoint some of them to the government positions, and then his, the adults around him, all the left-wing Democrats, say, you don't dare do that. So,
but again, the mega bankers want communism to suck out our wealth. They're exempt from the taxes, like GE. They transfer it overseas. That's the new order plan. Jim, we've only got 2 minutes left. Any new intel on Bilderberg this year and what's on their agenda?
Well, heavily, of course, the economic crisis, and they're going to have problems with Britain. Now, we can't always say great things about Britain. But in this case, the starting with Lady Thatcher, they refused to give up the pound in favor of the euro because Lady Thatcher said she attended one meeting back when she was prime minister, and she refused. She had nothing to say, and they never invited her back. And then they got a trapeze artist from her own party to run against her and defeat her for the job of prime minister. They're that powerful. But I had the pleasure of talking to her informally at a cocktail party press club about a year later, and I asked her reaction to being denounced by Bilderberg, and she said, she used the word tribute. This is a rough paraphrase, but she said, should actually attribute to be denounced by Bilderberg, any organization that would take away 1 ounce of sovereignty. We are all for allies. We are part of NATO and other allies. We do not surrender 1 bit of sovereignty to a world government. Not 1 bit.
And amazing. Jim Tucker, we're going to be seeing you in person in Virginia for Bilderberg 2012. I'll be there, and we'll talk to you before then. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.